The following is a class from the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, Volume 8, Chapter 20, Text 298 through 313, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on December 20, 1966, in New York.
मत्स्य कुर्म रघुनाथ नृसिंह वामन बराह अभी लिखा जा ना जाएगा ना लॉर्ड लॉर्ड चैतन्य डिस्क्राइबिंग अबाउट लीला बता तो देर आर सम ऑफ द नेम्स ऑफ द लीला बता देर आर इन्यूमरेबल लीला बता बट दी आर सम ऑफ द नेम्स मत्स्य कुर्म रघुनाथ नृसिंह वामन बराह अभी In Srimad Bhagavatam, there is a verse in which some of the names of the Leela Avatar is mentioned. Matsasya Katshapa Nisinga Varaha Asa Rajanna Vipra Vividesha Kitavataraha Tangapashinasti Bhuvananca Tathanudhesha Bharanga Bhuvohara Yaduttama Bandhanante. So all these incarnations especially this Leela Avatar, Leela incarnation, they descend on this material world to settle up some disturbances by the demons. There are two classes of men in this world, the Deva and the Asura. Deva means those who are devotees. Those who are conscious, Krishna conscious, they are called Deva, gods, demigods. And demigod does not mean that something extraordinary. They are also living entities like us, but they are completely Krishna conscious and therefore they have got unlimited power and they are entrusted with some of the management of this material world. They are called Deva. And the asuras, demons, atheists, they are not interested. They are simply meant for creating disturbances. So on the atheist class, the number of atheist class increases. At that time, it becomes intolerable for the devas and the gods to remain here. Because the asuras can create much disturbance. So at that time, Indrari Bhakulung Lukam Mrayanti Jugeli. Indrari, Indra means the demigods, head of the demigods. When his enemies are increased and create disturbance, these Leela Avatar, they come, as it is stated in the Bhagavad Gita, Paritranaya Sadhunam Vinashaya Cha Duskritam, just to deliver the faithful and to annihilate the unfaithful. Juge juge samavami, I come in every millennium. Jidavatare kailu digdarshan gunavatare vishuno vivaran. Now Lord Chaitanya says, I have mentioned some of the Leela avatar. Now, Sanatan, you just hear from me about gunavatar. Gunavatar means the incarnation of the material qualities. There are three qualities in the material world, goodness, passion and ignorance. So each quality is controlled by the Supreme Lord Himself, by His expansion of different incarnations. Brahma, Vishnu, Shiv, Teen, Gunavatar. Now, on these three qualities, material modes of nature, the heads are Brahma. Brahma, the first living creature. Brahma, Vishnu, Vishnu God Himself, and Shiva, Lord Shiva. Shiva's position is between Brahma and Vishnu. Vishnu is God, and Brahma is living entity. Gradation. Living entity, they are also part and parcel of God. Shiva is also part and parcel of God. Vishnu is also part and parcel of God. But there are degrees of power that we have already discussed. Krishna is 10%, Vishnu is 94%, Shiva is 84%, and we living entities, we are 78%. So, Tribhuvan Angikar Kare Srishtadi Bhavaha. They have nothing to do with these material modes of nature. Just like a person in charge of the criminal department or jail department. But we should not think that he is also one of the prisoners because he is in charge of the jail department. No. Similarly, Shiva, Lord Shiva, he is in charge of the modes of ignorance, but he is not ignorant. He is the most enlightened devotee of Lord. He has got a parampara, disciplic succession, which is called Vishnu Shami Sampradaya. Vishnu Shami Prabhu. There are four sampradayas of great devotees of Lord. One from Brahma, one from Shiva, and one from Lakshmi, and one from the Kumaras. So, Lord Shiva, although he is in charge of the department of the modes of ignorance, but he is not ignorant. We should not mistake that. Similarly, Brahma is also in charge of the passionate department, creative, initiation. This whatever we are creating, the creative incentive that is from Brahma, passion and ignorance, they neither create, they simply destroy. And Vishnu, he has taken the charge of maintenance. Because without God, nobody can maintain us. Eka bhunam vidudati kama. There are one personality, one eternal personality. He maintains all other plural eternities. We are also eternities, but we are maintained by Vishnu. Even Brahma is also maintained by Vishnu, and Shiva is also maintained by Vishnu. So these are three qualitative incarnations, Brahma, Vishnu, and Shiva. Bhaktimishra kritapunne kono jivattam rajagune vivahita karita armar. Now, what is the constitution of Brahma? Brahma, just there are so many innumerable living entities, is some of them, they are devotee, but they want to enjoy this material world. They want to enjoy. They are devotee for taking some favor from God and want to enjoy this material world. He is called Brahma. Brahma's constitution position is that. Bhaktimishra kritapunne kono jivattam rajagune vivahita karitarmar garbhadakshayiddharasakti sanjari vesti sishti kare krishna brahma rupdhari. But sometimes such pious living entities are not able. So sometimes Krishna himself becomes Brahma and for maintenance, for creation. Vashyan jathasma sakalesu nijesu tejaha siyam kyat prakatayat tapitata vadatra brahma jayisa jagadanda vidhana karta govindamadi purisam tamaham bhajami. Now, Brahma's description is given here that vashyan jathasma sakalesu nijesu teja, just like valuable stone. The example is very nice. Valuable stone, just like diamond. Diamond has got power to illuminate. And what is this diamond? The diamond is made by the interaction of sunshine. All these valuable stones, they are products of sunshine. So, as the diamond has got power of shining power, it is derived from the sun. Our diamond, the moon also, it derives power from the sun. Similarly, Brahma, although he is very powerful, he is known as creator of this universe, but he is just like diamond. He inherits power from the Supreme Lord. So he becomes powerful. Vashyan jathasa sakalesu nidhisu teja. That is simple, a bit of power. Just like a diamond, diamond also illuminating. But it is not original luminous. Original luminous is sun. The illumination expanded by diamond is not so valuable as the sunshine. Similarly, Brahma, although we see him so powerful, he has little power derived from the Supreme Law. That is the example given here. Kono kalpe jadi jagga jeev nahi paaye, apane ishar tabe aunse Brahma aaye. Kono kalpe. There are, kalpa means the duration of one creation. This material creation, bhutta priyate, it is created at a certain interval and it stays for some time, again it is annihilated. So, again at the time of creation, if somebody is not available, then the Supreme Lord Krishna, he becomes Brahma himself.
Jasanghi pankajarajakhilu kapolo lokapalai mauluttamai dhritamupasita tirtha tirtham brahma bhavoham apijasya kalakalaya srishtad bahimachiramasanipasanam kha.
So, nijamsa kalai krishna tamagun angikare sanghate maya sanghe ruddhu rudhare. Similarly, sometimes when Shiva is not available. Shiva is available.
Nijangsa kalaya Krishna tamagun angikar.
Now, Krishna, the Lord himself, when he accepts the management of these modes of ignorance, he is called Shiva. Shiva is God, but because he is in the department of ignorance, that was his name is Shiva. He met Shiva. Shiva, another meaning of Shiva is auspicious. These inauspicious persons who are in ignorance, for them Shiva worship, worship of Lord Shiva is recommended, so that gradually they come to the modes of passion and goodness, and they are liberated.
So, nijangsa kalai krishna tamagun angikare sanghara.
But his business is destruction. When there is some destruction in this material world, you should know that is the action of Shiva. Perhaps you have seen one statue that is very popular, sold in antique shop. Nataraj dancing and fire. All round there is fire. When Shiva begins to dance, his dance is very serious. As you dance, Krishna Kirtan, similarly Shiva also dances for annihilation. There is fire. By his dancing there will be fire.
Sangharte maya sanghe ruddha rudhare.
Maya sanghe, he has got connection with this material energy, and he is meant for destruction. Material energy is under the control of the Shiva Rupa of Krishna. Therefore he is called father. He is called father, and the material energy is called mother. Father and mother, Durga.
Mayasanga vikari rudra bhinna bhinna rup jiva tattva hoy nahi Krishna swarup.
And because he has connection with this illusory energy, therefore, he is not exactly God. God has nothing to do with this material energy, illusory energy. It's never illusion. But Shiva, Lord Shiva, he has connection with Durga, the material energy. Therefore, his position is between the living entity and Krishna. Now, Lord Chaitanya is quoting one verse from Brahma Sanghita, about the real position of Shiva.
Dugdha jane amla jage dadhi rup dhare dugdhantar vastu nahe dugdha hite nare.
A very nice example. Just like if you mix up with milk, something sour and it turns into sugar, a card. Similarly, the difference between Shiva and Lord Krishna is like that. He is Krishna, but because he is mixed up with this material energy, therefore he is something like that jugaad. The jugaad, the constitutional position of jugaad is nothing but milk, but it cannot become milk. Again, once turned into jugaad, there is no possibility of turning into milk. Neither you can derive the benefit of milk from jugaad. Jugaad is used for some purpose, milk is used for some other purpose. Similarly, those who are worshippers of Shiva, they cannot derive the same benefit as the persons who are in Krishna consciousness. Just like you cannot derive the same benefit by drinking, by taking jugaad. If you require milk, if I supply you jugaad, it will be another, I mean, disturbance. Similarly, the distinction is given here, and he is quoting from Brahma Samhita, the most authoritative literature in this connection. Chirang jatha dadhi vikar visesa sang juga sanjayate natu tata pritagasti hetu. Shiva is not different from Krishna, but it is added with this material energy. Therefore, Shiva has turned into jugaad. Jasamutamapi tatha samupaiti karyad govindamadi purusam tamaham bhajam. But somebody is required for distraction. So that distraction part is taken by Shiva, and he is in charge of this tamaguna. Shiva maya shakti sangi tamaguna ves mayatita gunatid Vishnu paramesh. So therefore, Vishnu and Shiva, the difference is that Vishnu is never in touch of this illusory energy or material energy, but Shiva is in intimate touch with the material energy. That is the difference between Shiva and Vishnu. Shiva shakti yukta sasat linga gunasang vritaha vaikarikastaija sasa tamasthiti ahamtidha hari nirguna sakshat purusa prakriti para. Now Hari, Vishnu, is beyond this material world. That is accepted by Shankaracharya. Narayana para abhaktyat, Narayana Hari. Although Shankaracharya is impersonalist, but he has accepted Narayana Hari, the Supreme Lord, as beyond this material infection. Narayana para abhaktyat. And he has also agreed to accept Krishna. Sa Bhagavan Sayam Krishna. That Supreme Personality of Godhead is Krishna. He accepted by Shankaracharya. Those who are reading the commentary by Shankaracharya on the Bhagavad Gita, you will find the beginning of the Narayana Para. So it is also confirmed in Srimad Bhagavatam that Harihi Nirguna Sasa. Hari, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he is beyond the touch of these material qualities. Therefore, his body is Sachidananda Vigraha. His body is not made of this Triguna. This material body is made of these three gunas, Satagun, Rajagun, Tamagun. Those who have got this body from a more some goodness, they are called Brahmins, or the most intelligent persons, and those who have got their body from the modes of passion, they are called Kshatriyas. They have got creative initiation, and those who are mixed, they are called Vaishyas, or the mercantile community, and those who have got purely body from modes of ignorance, they are called Shudras. So, Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality Godhead, is beyond this, he is transcendental. Hari hi nirguna sakshat purusa prakite para. Prakite para, prakriti in this nature, this material nature, he is beyond this material nature. Prakite para.
sasarva guna upadrishtya tang bhajan nirguna bhavet. The advantage is that if you want to get release from the infection of these three gunas, three qualities, then you have to render devotional service to the Lord. That is Krishna consciousness. So nirguna bhavet. Nirguna, when there is a mention of nirguna, nirguna does not mean quality less. Nirguna means without these contaminous three qualities of material nature. There are transcendental qualities. Those transcendental qualities, you have got the least 26 qualities of the devotee, those are transcendental qualities. Those transcendental qualities are in God as well as in the living entity. But when the living entity comes in contact with material nature, those transcendental qualities are covered by the material qualities. So they are not manifested. But as soon as one becomes Krishna conscious, those transcendental qualities automatically develop. Because they are already there. It is stated, the idea is that these qualities are already there. Nitya Siddha Krishna Bhakti Saddha Gavna. These qualities are not acquired. The transcendental qualities are not acquired. Rather, these material qualities are acquired. But transcendental qualities are there in minute particles. As the transcendental qualities are there in God, similarly transcendental qualities are in living entities also. But when they are covered by these material qualities, so the material qualities which we exhibit in the material world, that is acquired. But transcendental qualities are not acquired. So, nitya siddha krishna bhakti saddha kavna, they are not acquired. Sabnadi suddha jitte karo udha. Those transcendental qualities again revise themselves by this process. Sabnadi suddha jitte. As you purify your heart by this process of hearing transcendental messages from Godhead, as your heart becomes purified, those transcendental qualities automatically develop. And when fully developed, it is called nirguna. Nirguna, without any material qualities. That nirguna stage can be obtained, can be achieved in touch with the nirguna Krishna. Therefore it is stated, sa sarvadik upadrishtya tang bhajan. Bhajan means by rendering devotional service to Him, the Supreme Lord. You get revived your transcendental qualities. And when you revive your transcendental qualities, that means you are liberated, you are happy, you are transferred to the spiritual world. Thank you.